Happy Tuesday, Tater Tots. Welcome back to another episode of Topics of Taboo, the raw and honest podcast where we unpack, educate, and attempt to erase the stigma surrounding taboo topics. I'm your host, Megan Dykeman. Yes, I've been AWOL for a little while. I apologize. I was going through it with some things physically, with my physical health and my mental health. And I'll obviously talk about that in another episode. But for today's episode, Dom Barton, one of my absolute besties, he's actually been on the podcast before. So for episode number 12, we spoke about cutting ties with toxic family members and friends and how to stop being friends with toxic people in high school and all those sorts of things, if you want to go and listen to that. But yes, in today's episode, it's honestly just a very relaxed, casual chit-chat catch-up. We haven't seen each other for a while because we've both been in lockdown. So we just thought we'd have a little chit-chat catch-up and have a chat on the potty about a few relevant matters. And also, he just calls me out for a few things that are really funny, e.g. how I do love watching trashy TV as much as I'd like to not admit that. And yeah, hope it's just some easy listening for you. But yes, you will be getting weekly episodes again as of this week. Yeah, without further ado, let's get into this one. Bye. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
It's actually afternoon.
How we doing? It is afternoon. Yes. Only by 12 minutes. Hello, Mindy.
Hello. Welcome back onto the channel. Sorry. Welcome back onto the potty, Dominic. How are we?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Yep.
We're here, we're queer.
We're here and we're queer, and that's the best thing about us, really. No, I've been going through it.
That was a scream. You've been in the ringer.
I have been through the ringer, seriously.
But it's nice to see you, though. It's been a couple weeks since we chatted.
Yeah, it's been a hot min.
So it's nice to catch up, nice to be reacquainted with your bedroom wall and your...
My face.
New bed head, which I've just seen for the first time.
Yeah, thought about it.
A nice little rattan.
A rattan moment.
It's a very Hannah Kelly vibe bed head.
Yeah, she does love
it. If Hannah's listening, shout out.
She's having a cheeky listen. what was the last thing I told you? I don't even know now. Probably the celiac thing?
I think so. When did we talk? I can't even remember. But I think, yeah, the whole celiac shenanigans was the last update.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
And, that was the tea. What's, how are you feeling now?
Actually better. Like, surprise, surprise. Obviously, I'm feeling better. I've cut out gluten.
the devil. Gluty.
My bloating is like still present, but like the pain isn't there. So I think my stomach and gut is obviously still super inflamed and like angry at me, but it won't last forever.
Yeah.
My mental health is like better, but I've also been seeing a psych and like I've been doing a lot of things for my mental health. So I think all of it is helping, but I actually think
cute, we love.
Yeah, I do think cutting out gluten, because like there's, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a massive link between people with celiac disease and the prevalence of depression and anxiety.
Interesting. Yeah. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so it makes so much sense.
I honestly just don't eat gluten because it's a bit easier for the whole
digestive system.
Well, it's more going to say gay sex situation.
Oh, but, yeah, well, they go hand in hand, don't they?
Digestion, don't they, really? That's interesting. Gluten and mental health.
Well, in people that have celiac disease, because it's an autoimmune, so it's basically where your body creates, your body creates antibodies when you eat gluten, and then it sort of, like, attacks... Mm. Against itself and like starts to ruin your internal organs, and that's sort of where it can start. But it also has a lot of links with your, because your gut is so important for your mental health. Like it's actually so linked, it's ridiculous. But yeah, so if your gut's not functioning properly, you're not absorbing the right nutrients or any at all, obviously your mental health's going to decrease as well. So yeah.
Just does all the wrong things at all the wrong times.
Yeah, it's a shit one.
That's why Yeah, that's why I need to stop eating it.
Yeah.
How have you been? How's Lucky D going?
Lucky D. Bloody hell, bloody hell. Actually, like...
You regional Victorians thought you were safe, but not...
Please.
Not so much. Oh,
please. Bloody Shepparton, I'll tell you that much. No, it's, like, actually been... I feel a bit, like, not selfish. I feel a bit stupid saying it's actually been fine. Like, obviously, I miss seeing you and, like, Melbourne friends and, obviously, family. But we're so connected these days through social media and whatever. Like, I speak to Mum on the phone, like... and dad like every day, every second day.
Oh, just a little disclaimer for the potty listeners, I am in Melbourne now. Last time I recorded with you, we were living together and we were in your little wardrobe, which, or your closet, which I'm a bit devoutly annoying there today, but
I wanted to sit out here.
You live and you learn, you move on. I'm in Melbourne, so
yeah, Dom moved
just
out.
Just a living, breathing COVID case, really. I'm just a walking,
literally
talking ball of COVID.
I think
I know it's a bit different,
it is a bit different, and I think we're both like great, like blessed that we live with decent housemates. Obviously, my housemates are like some of my best friends, and so are yours,
absolutely.
But like, I think just being able to work from home. And just, I think we both have good support systems. So I feel like I could be in such a much worse position, which is why I'm sort of like...
Yeah, totally.
And like, I'd rather be safe and not getting COVID, you know? Like, I don't know. But then I get it. I get people that don't like it. Like, none of us are pro-lockdown, obviously. We don't want to be in this position, but we have to be, if that makes sense.
Totally. Oh my God, we just talked about what we were going to talk about, and literally the one thing we said was we didn't want to talk about COVID.
Yeah.
And we're already 5 minutes in and we're talking about it.
It's hard not to though, isn't it? It's literally like everyday life now. And I went through this stage like before I got diagnosed with celiac, and obviously my mental health was a lot worse probably a month ago. But I was getting into this position of even being so lucky and happy to be at home, working, safe, whatever. I got into this like really... not Doomsday. What's that movie where... Groundhog Day. Like, Groundhog Day vibes. And I just...
I was saying that last night to one of my housemates. I was like... Because obviously I can't work during lockdown because I work in retail.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Ruby, my housemate, I was like, this feels like Groundhog
it
Day.
It is. It's literally same shit, same day. Not even different day. Same shit, same day.
You just got to spice it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Just got to draw some spicy stuff. Yeah. All right, I've got a curveball question to get off COVID for just like a hot minute.
Nice.
This morning we were talking about movies and I was like, I need to up my movie education. And I was like, you know, I need to watch more movies.
Yep.
And my housemate is very, very, very knowledgeable in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked each other who would play you in a movie.
Okay.
Do you know who would play you?
No.
I couldn't think of anyone for me. And honestly, I should have probably thought about this question
before asking it.
Before I asked it, of who I thought would play you.
Love it. Oh my God, yeah.
But
I have no idea.
I would give you like a who's the like an Emma Roberts.
Ooh,
maybe.
What a vibe.
Or maybe like a got nothing. But
Emma Roberts, I'll work
dwell
with
on that.
That. Yeah,
think about that for the potty. That can be. We'll revisit that. Later.
Oh my God! Okay, I'll try my best.
But, yeah, but that's my goal. That's been my goal for lockdown, is to watch more movies, which sounds really stupid, but I just never do.
No, I love that.
When I'm not in lockdown, I'm so busy and like I just have no time.
Yeah.
Well, I have time, but I like to spend it other ways. But.
Mm.
Sometimes in lockdown, I'm like, all right, I'll go to bed at 8 o'clock. Like, what do I do?
So yeah.
Watch more movies.
Yeah. It has been a good time to watch new shows. Have you watched... Do you watch anything on Amazon Prime?
No, I do not.
There's a new show.
I'm not sure how I feel about Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I
was like that too, but Han, like, loves it.
Yeah, right.
And she's introduced us to a few shows, and one of the ones that we're watching at the moment is called 9 Perfect Strangers, and it is so good. It's very culty.
Is it good?
And we're all about that.
We love a cult.
We do love a cult. So, and it's just very mysterious. Also, have you watched, this is on Netflix, have you watched Brand New Cherry Flavor?
No.
It is, when I say, like, I love weird shit. I am very weird. Mm-hmm. And I just love all of that. But this.
You're not like the other girls.
I'm not like the other girls. Fucking hell. No, but.
I'm weird.
I enjoy weird movies, TV shows, whatever. Yeah. This was almost too much for me. I cannot. Okay. Long story short. Quick little synopsis. It's about this girl, like a budding movie director who moves from, I can't remember where she's from, but like somewhere in America, moves to LA. She's got this short film that she's produced and it's been picked up by a potential producer who essentially fucks her over because she doesn't say yes to his sexual advances. Like she doesn't want to sleep with him. Got so it. Then he fucks her over.
So he's just a dick.
And just very stereotypical LA producer, whatever. And then she meets this lady at one of their, it's like not a premiere, but one of the movie parties. And she was like, I can hurt anyone for you. And she's like this witchy character.
Ooh.
And then she works with this lady to like get back at the guy. But like, I can't say any more because it will give it away. But it's one of those shows where you cannot, and I think I love this about it as well, you can't predict what's going to happen next. Like, it is unpredictable.
Yeah, right.
Every 10 seconds, something, you cannot predict the next scene or what's going to happen or what even is happening. Like, it's hard to grasp. It's that fucked. But it is good and it really gets you out of your head. And I think that's why I liked it so much.
Damn, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been... Every recommendation that people have been giving me for movies and TV shows, I've been writing down.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work my way through...
Nice.
...through the list.
What's on the top of your list?
We started watching... Oh, I want to watch the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Just because I think there's a new one coming out.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I watched one of them the other night. And also... I've been getting into, like, lots of horrors lately.
Nice. Love a horror.
I'm not sure if I can get out of my voice recording on my... Oh, yeah, I can.
Mm.
One of my housemates told me to watch The Others.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I have no idea what it's about. But apparently it's really scary. I watched one called In the Tall Grass the other day.
Oh, was that good?
Have you seen it? It's kind of can I swear on here? Yeah, it's kind of fucked.
Can I swear on here?
But I think I asked that last time as well. Yeah. But it was pretty, it was pretty scary.
In the Tall Grass. I'm going to write it down.
But I'm not like a huge, I don't really get scared by jump scares.
Yeah.
I get more scared by like gory stuff and like.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Gross things. So this one was like. Lots of jump scares, but it was a bit gory as well.
Okay.
It's good. It's like, I can't really say much because it all happens at once, but it's pretty much just this big grass field and these people stop on the side of the road on a road trip and then they hear like a little boy calling out in the grass being like, help,
I'm in here. Creepy.
And then they go in to find him and like, obviously they get lost in the grass. And then they keep hearing the voices and it just fucks with them. Like, it's just really cool.
Oh, wow.
And then the same thing happens with someone else on the road. And then, you just, like, it just keeps happening. But it's, it's pretty fucked.
Okay, I'll watch it. I'll watch it later. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I just in, like, a bit of a horror movie mood, you know.
Love. Do you know what I've been getting into lately?
Tell me.
Fucking Tell Emma me. Chamberlain's vlogs. Have you been watching them?
No.
Oh,
she's leveled up. I think I watched Emma Chamberlain for maybe like 6 months back when I was like 18 and...
Yep. 6 months when you were 18. Oh, you watched her for 6 months when you were 18. I thought you were saying you were 18 6 months ago and I was like, what?
Well, I wish. What? Sometimes I act like that.
No, I'm the same. Like,
How's she leveled up? No, she's a queen, honestly.
She is a queen and... I'm the same. I haven't watched her for years. Like, I've been subscribed to her, but to be fair, I haven't watched anyone's channel for, like, months just because I haven't been in a YouTube mood, but I'm back on the train now.
Yeah, we love it.
Holy shit, it is seriously like you are watching an episode of a sitcom, of a show. Like, the way she edits, it's just, oh my God. So for a while, I don't really know all that much about her because I don't look into it. But apparently she had an editor for, like, the longest time, obviously. But now she's back in doing her own editing and it's really switched and it's just short, sharp. And, like, to anyone else, like, if I created content like that, boring as shit, would get, like, 2 views. But I think because it's Emma, it's just so captivating.
She's got the spark.
Yeah, and it's very... You should just watch, like, and they're very short. I think they go for, like, 10 minutes now. And I just love the way she films. And she just, yeah, I just love it. And I think it's because it's super relatable. She doesn't do much in it. Like, it's just very, like, yeah.
She's pretty funny.
And funny and just, like, real.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah. So I've been getting into
My YouTube pleasures for lockdown have been cooking videos.
Nice.
And... Survivor challenge recap videos.
Like
the
niche.
TV show Survivor.
Yeah.
And I've decided that I want to go on Survivor.
Okay.
But I was like talking to someone the other day and they said they came to the conclusion that I wouldn't last very long on Survivor because I like to think of myself as a quite athletic.
Yeah.
And I would get very competitive in the challenges.
Mm.
And apparently on Survivor, everyone that is good at the challenges just gets knocked out.
Isn't that the point, that you're good at it?
Well, then you're a threat and you're like going to keep winning. So they're going to be like, all right, you need to leave, sir.
You could go on and
you
like
need to go.
Fake.
Like, yeah, bad. Pretend that I'm not
good. Or just like mediocre. Just like, yeah. So yeah. Not a threat, but not shit. And then, yeah. Just come out
and
of the woodwork.
Just like work my way up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I've been watching Survivor videos and one of my favorite people on YouTube, her name's Claire Saffitz, and she was a part of the Bon Appetit. There's this channel called Bon Appetit. I don't know how much tea and share you want me to throw on this podcast, but they got kind of done for not paying people of color the same, or like not giving them the same kind of like benefits and stuff as the other people in their cast.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people boycotted them and left the channel, and they were like really successful. The videos would get over a million views easily, every video, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And there's this one cook, and her name's Claire Saffitz, and she did what do you call it? What was her channel called? Gourmet Makes. She would like try and make a gourmet version of like an M&M or an Oreo or something.
Cool.
And she was like, she's like the queen of that channel, but then she's gone and done her own stuff. And I just watch her make all these desserts and all this stuff. And I just love it. And it's very like 60-year-old grandma of me to watch cooking videos.
Love that.
But it's very therapeutic. And also she's a Virgo. And I think I relate to her on that level, very, very spiritually, but let's not go into star signs today.
I love that. Speaking of disparity, now I only saw this yesterday and I can't believe it. And like, I honestly, it can't be real, but it is because it was on a news outlet's Insta. Did you know Australian Paralympians do not get paid if they win gold?
I know. I was fuming.
What the hell?
I saw this on, The Daily Oz.
Yeah, that's what I saw it on.
Do you follow them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it had all the comparisons. And apparently the United States is the only country that pays their Paralympians the same
equal
for winning gold
and
as
America.
Their Olympians.
Are you serious? Like, America does it and we don't. Like, no offense, America.
And like, it, shade the Americans. Sorry, guys. Yeah, literally, I was livid. I was so angry. I was like, that's ridiculous.
How's that? How is that okay? Like,
They get nothing. Well, their argument, in quotation, inverted commas, was that the government funding for the Olympics is higher than the Paralympics, which is fucked as well. But, like,
so
they were like, oh, we can't. But, Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Surely, so do you think at least like their accommodation and flights and everything are funded, surely?
Oh, surely. So yeah. They just... it would have to be. Otherwise, it's just like a trip that they do themselves. But that's ridiculous. Like, they're literally just as much an athlete as
anyone
else. And some of them breaking world records that, you know, can be almost like close to the original Olympic records.
Non-Paralympian. Like it's not... Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, not what's the point, because this is their job and they love it. And, like if it's a part of their job or whatever. I know some Paralympians and Olympians have other jobs and do other things. But, like, if you've trained your whole life for it and then you win gold, and, like, winning gold, obviously I'm not an Olympian, so I don't know what that feels like, but I can imagine it feels amazing. But
it's pretty good.
Obviously, money is an incentive as well.
Yeah.
Like... that's just fucked. I just, didn't sit very well with me, and I didn't really know how to react. I was just like, mouth open.
It's unfair. Bit of a jaw drop moment. Jaw to the floor. Yeah, it's very unfair.
Yeah. So gross.
But God, the Paralympians are so good.
Aren't they?
I watched a few of the events the other day. Yeah. I watched some of the swimming, and I watched
the b-ball, or whatever it's called, the rugby one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hurdles and stuff. Yeah, they're unreal banana peel.
Did you watch that girl?
So hats off to them.
Swim? The one that
is she vision impaired?
Yeah. Completely blind. Yeah. And she didn't know that she'd won bronze yet.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Yeah. God, hats off to her. That was such a beautiful moment. And then when she was getting interviewed, everyone was crying. And then I was crying. Aww. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it just gets you.
Do you know what else gets
me? Hands up if the Olympics has ever made you cry.
Yeah, hands are up high. Do you know what else I almost cried at? And it's so embarrassing. Julia and I have been binging Love Island UK. And when I tell you I cried when the family episode came on, I cried.
Oh, dear. And is there a family episode?
I had to reevaluate my life a bit. Yeah. So they brought...
what do they do?
So it was like the second last episode before the final. They brought whoever obviously wanted to come over and get tested and isolate or whatever for however long. So all of them had either like their sister and a best friend, their mum and a sister, their brothers, like whoever did, and they came on, and it was so awkward because obviously like, I don't know if they did it like out, like not in front of the camera, but none of them could hug or anything. They had to sit like across from each other. It was kind of funny, but they, this little catch up, and then they got to meet their respective partner, and then like the two families sort of met and spoke to the couples. And
was it cute?
I just love Kaz.
Did it give you life?
Yeah, I was just crying. And that's like another thing, it's so trashy, and normally I'm not like a massive trashy TV person, but because of everything going on, it just, you get involved in their drama and you forget.
You are a trashy let's not pretend like we don't sit down and watch Selling Sunset every day for about 3 months.
Let's not pretend that.
Love
Selling Sunset. Have you watched Lux Listings Sydney Lux Listings?
No.
Oh, you have to. It's so good.
Do I?
It's actually disgusting, like, how much money some people have. Like, they'll be at an auction and then they'll just be like, another $2 million. Yep. Like, it's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, go up to gross.
Love Sydney Lux Listings.
It's like the most upping in price I do is deciding whether I buy Coles tin chopped tomatoes or like the bougie organic brand.
Literally.
It's like $1.50 extra.
Literally. So true.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice?
Must be nice.
I started watching, on the topic of trashy TV, I started watching, look, I only really ever watch highlights of TV shows on YouTube. I don't actually... I don't ever sit down and watch the actual TV show, but I was watching highlights from the Big Brother.
Okay.
Mainly the UK version. Yeah. Because once upon a time, I really wanted to be on Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the moment. But then Big Brother became what it is now, and I don't really want to be on it. But, God, there were some good fights in the early seasons.
True.
it was scandalous, and I was here for it.
Stick it in a pot.
Anyway, that's Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Stick it in a pot. Yeah, you're a trashy TV kind of gal.
I know.
I'm gonna out you on the potty.
I just don't like to admit it. I really am. It just, like, you get involved with the only specific, like, Bachelor, hate it. Bachelorette, hate it. No time for it. No time for it. Just boring as hell. Do you know?
Bachelor and Bachelorette stands are going to come for you.
The last Bachelor, I think the one that's on now, apparently something about it wasn't getting enough ratings or, like, not enough views. So I think it's still on. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. This is something Fraze was saying. But apparently, like, the views were down so low. I don't know if they were going to cancel it or, like, what. I don't know. I could be talking out of my asshole right now. Yeah, but
they should just cancel it.
It's so boring. We tried. The girls and I sat down and watched.
Call it what it is.
Like, the first couple of episodes and did not hook me at all.
Yeah. What TV show would you be on if you could be on a TV show?
Just eating. Caught in the act,
isn't
it?
You eating? You've got your little
got my gluten-free chips.
Your feta, hemp feta.
God, they're
garlic
good.
Chips.
Wholesome Food Company shout
yeah,
out.
I've never had them.
Oh,
never had them.
Should have some. What show would I be on?
I'd go on Survivor.
You'd go on Survivor.
That's my answer.
Like, trashy? Does it have to be trashy?
I reckon you would be good on...
Oh, God.
Wipeout. Remember Wipeout?
Wipeout? As if I'm not athletic enough at all.
But the celebrity version where they get really, like, funny people to come and just get knocked out in the first...
Oh, yeah.
Obstacle course. That would be you. You would run in. You would, like... They'd be like, now introducing Megan Dykeman. And you'd be on the top podium doing your thing. And then you'd probably, like, slide down the slide... Maybe tumble at the end and face plant.
Aww.
And then you go to the first obstacle and try and run along. And then this, like, huge boxing glove would come out of the wall and smack you right in the face. And you would fall into the water. And everyone would be like, that was a good run.
No.
And then they just go to the next person.
That's so rude.
And you'd be a meme.
I would be a meme.
Nah, you'd do well.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't go on my path. Maybe Big Bro, but also I just hate how it is now. Like, the original Big Brother would be cool.
Yeah, if it was, like, Big Brother back in, like, 2007, maybe.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
I think you'd definitely go on Survivor.
Could probs do Big Brother, but...
Sometimes...
But whatever.
Sometimes I watch shows and I'm like, it'd be so easy... to be on that. And then you're like, no, I can't act. Like, I have so much, like, respect for actors because you think it's easy. Or, like, some people are obviously bad at acting and you're like, how the fuck did they get that gig? And then it's just because they're famous or whatever. But, like, yeah. I really can't act. I watch myself back on TikTok sometimes and I'm like, God, I could never.
I'm the same. I can't lie. Like, I can't lie about things.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's a good quality, but sometimes it's to my demise.
Yeah.
But I can't lie. And I think acting, it's not lying, but it's like, you have to be able to
being
someone
else.
Snap out of your, yeah, you have to,
yeah.
You have to strip away from your regular persona.
Yep. Yep.
And that's not me, sis.
It's hard,
that's
isn't
not
it?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Preach. I'm in the making of another TikTok at the moment.
Okay.
I have made two.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I literally have nothing to do. One of them features you from when I lived in Geelong.
Oh my God, yay.
That was cute. And then, no, you saw that one, I think. Yeah, I've already posted it. The one I'm making at the moment is just literally me every day with my skateboard getting a coffee.
Awesome. I love those ones.
It's not very aesthetically pleasing. It's just an excuse to leave the house and wear a good outfit. You know
literally,
what I mean?
I've been seeing on your stories. Fly as hell. Seriously.
Super fly.
Do you know what? Okay, I was having this chat with Fraze last night. We were cleaning out my wardrobe. And there were, like, I wear a lot of, like, in quotation marks, men's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just, like, a few jumpers and shirts. Actually, I have something for you.
Cute. What is it?
What was it? It was a top you really liked, and now I'm looking through it, and I'm not sure which one it was, but I'll just give it to you next time because I don't want it anymore. You wore it once or twice.
Yeah, hot.
And yeah, there were a few like men's tees and jumpers, and I was like, I fucking love it, but I know it looks shit on me. And I get, I don't get gender dysphoria, but like I get, oh, I fucking wish I just had a male's body for like a day, just so I can wear this top and it doesn't look shit on my waist and my hips, like
right.
Just yeah. That wider shoulder and like no hips, so that my jumper doesn't sit funny and make me look fat. Like I just want it to.
Yeah.
And he and then like Fraze put a t-shirt on that I love, but just looks shit on me. Looked great on him. Same with the jumper, like this. You know that yellow Barney Cools jumper I have.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Amazing color, so cool. And I got it oversized for the purpose of it not looking funny on my hips.
Yeah. Isn't it just like, I just get so frustrated with clothing sizes.
Yeah.
And obviously my struggles are not as, like, as, you know, what's the word? prominent as yours, yeah. Because I think it's, for a general observation, a lot harder to fit things on a woman's body than a male's body.
Yeah.
But I like, and I'm, yeah, I don't, I'm not complaining at all in any way, but pants for me are so hard to wear because I have like a bigger bum and bigger thighs, and they don't make any like high-waisted men's pants or anything like that. And also we've got junk in the trunk and if you pull something up high-waisted, like, god, you better believe that it's gonna moose knuckle up in here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So far out, pants for me are such a struggle.
Yeah.
And I buy pants from like Glassons, or I buy women's pants. A lot of my pants are women's pants.
Yeah.
But I just have to like figure out the situation down there to cater for a nice pair of pants. But they should just make like, yeah, there's lots of brands that are really good for like fitting like unisex clothes, but I just haven't found my pant brand yet.
Yeah, because I remember you trying on a pair of Glassons jeans and they literally fit you better than they were they Hanes? Did you get them off, buy them off Hanes?
I've got them here. Mm. Yeah, they Hanes bought them and they were like, I can't remember what size they were. But everyone in the house tried them on.
Yep.
And then she's like, Dom, do you want to try these on? And I was like, yes.
Yep.
And I tried them on. And actually, I love them good so much. Fit. I still have them and I wear them.
Yep.
I wear them most days.
But, so good.
Yeah, just clothing. Clothing fitting is an effort and a half.
It really is. There's this new movie that Fraze was telling me about that's really stupid. You can watch the trailer later. I'll send it to you. But it's like this about these jeans that fit perfectly as soon as you put them on. So they fit anyone, you put them on and they like fit to your body type, but then like I don't know, it's just like this really weird horror type movie where like the pants come alive and they start killing people, the jeans start killing people. It's really stupid, but
it sounds like Sharknado or something.
Yeah
same vibe.
Oh god, no. Damn, actually
people make a movie out of anything.
A lot of people on TikTok at the moment are talking about Dickies and how Dickies pants fit really well, so I kind of want to order
I've tried Dickies on at, there's a shop near my house called Hemley.
Yeah.
It's like a skateboarding shop, but it's also a clothing store. And I've tried Dickies on and I think I like them.
Okay.
But I wasn't like 100% sold, and they're expensive. So if you can't find a secondhand pair, they're like $200 or something.
Are they
like that.
Actually?
Or like maybe like 150 to 200, which I guess is fine for a pair of pants, but like
you'd want them to
I'm
fit
a broke
well.
Boy. Yeah. So also Dickies aren't very high waisted.
Oh, fucking hell.
In my opinion, I guess like, but maybe I just have to get over that high-waisted kind of mindset. But yeah, Dickies is cool. I like Dickies.
Yeah.
They've got
they have jeans too. Yeah, we're going to share some of our fave tips. Okay, fam. Well, we're going to take a quick little hot minute of a break here. What are we going to come back with?
We'll come back with... Let's do our top tips to keep your mental health in check during lockdown.
Ah, lovely. BRB, people. And welcome back.
And we're back.
What a nice hot min that was.
What a nice little break. All right, what's your top? I should have had a drink, actually. Sip, sip. I didn't have a drink.
I'll start with my top tip.
I'm going to have a slurp. You can.
I've only got a couple.
Go on.
Okay. Something I've been doing recently that has really, really helped is practicing mindfulness. And that's like a tip from my sack. Mm-hmm. But doing like yoga, meditation, and breathing exercises helps so much. Because like if I feel anxiety coming on in my chest or like my back, if I do breathing exercises, mm-hmm. it disappears. So...
Wow. Yeah, it's
breathing exercises, breath work, and mindfulness is my top tip.
Yeah. We love a bit of mindfulness. We love a mm-hmm. bit of yoga. Mm-hmm. Goes a very long way. Like some days just putting on, I've got this playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, you did.
I think I might've sent it to you, but no shade if you haven't used it. It's called Ambient Relaxation and it's such a good playlist. And like, I found it when I was in a plant shop one time and I was just walking around and I was like, oh, this is relaxing. And that is exactly what it is. It's a relaxation playlist and you put it on when you're doing yoga and it just literally just soothes the soul. It's so good. Slay. One of my tips would be to get dressed.
Yeah. Put a cute fit on.
Put some clothes on your nakey little body. No, yeah, put a good fit on. Like, it's very tempting to just, like, stay in trackies in lockdown or, like, do some work just in your pajamas. No shade. But it changes your whole day if you, like, put a nice outfit on and get ready for the day as if you were going out to do stuff. Because then you'll feel, like, you know, you feel a little bit less of a lockdown slob. And it's really good for your mental health as well. It gives you more confidence in yourself and makes you feel just like that one bit extra.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I do feel a lot better when I put on a cute outfit and even my makeup. Like, I did my makeup today for no reason. Oh, I'll probably make some TikToks later. But, like, I'm dressed now and I look awesome. Like, this is such a cute fit.
Cute. And looking, the days... yeah, looking great.
Oh, love yeah, the they tea. Look good.
I painted my nails the other day.
Mine are boring AF.
They're like a blue.
Yeah,
they're
like love.
a little tealy, bluey.
Another tip.
So cute.
Another tip that I found, like must, I know people said this really early on when lockdown first started happening, but getting up at the same time every day, even if you've got nothing to do, just getting up, making yourself breakfast, going for a walk, whatever, making sure you have that time where you get up and that specified time where you actually are in bed to relax and then go to sleep. And not being in bed all day. Obviously, you can take it easy on yourself and have a day or two in bed. That's obviously fine. We're not made of steel. We're going to have days where you just want to, like, lay around in bed and watch Netflix, and that's fine. But to get into, like, a routine, I think really, really helps with mental health as well.
Yeah. And, like, on the opposite of that, getting into a routine is very helpful, but also...
Yeah.
Kind of halving your expectations for yourself is very important. Don't expect to like solve world hunger or build a new house or whatever. Just like go in with having like one or two small goals, even if it's just like getting up, making your bed and having a shower, and then the rest of the day kind of comes naturally, and you don't have to, like, I get into I'm like a bit of a perfectionist at heart, and I like to really do things right and do things really productively and really effectively. So during lockdown, I've had to kind of like take a step back and be like, Dom, check yourself and don't get ahead of yourself, because the minute that you lockdown is very easy to just like get in a slump quickly. And the minute you get in a slump and you've had all these plans and all these expectations of yourself, you start feeling a bit down. So it's good to just kind of be like, I'm just going to take today as it comes. I'm going to get up.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like put on a nice outfit, have a shower, not in that order, because that could be a bit chaotic. But just like don't hold yourself to a very high productivity standard, because at the end of the day, that can really do not wonders to yourself if you're having an off day which is so have okay many. As well. Have an off day.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same. And I think even so much, like I literally just took 2 months off YouTube because I burnt myself so out so much, pushed myself so hard that I was like, I just went through that. And I really thought my creativity and like drive for YouTube was never going to come back. Like there were actually, I had thoughts in the past month of being like, I don't want to do YouTube anymore. I don't want to do it. I don't care. Like, which sounds so awful, but obviously it's back now. I filmed for the first time on Friday and I filmed 2 videos in a row. So that's
yes, queen.
An effort, but
we love
back on the horse and still back on the have horse. Motivation to even after doing that. So that's good because I was scared that I was going to do it and then be like, nah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think.
Yeah, literally.
Take it easy on yourself. You just
got to like, take it easy on yourself. You're only human. And everyone has bad days. Everyone has good days. So you've kind of just got to you've got to do what you can do. Well, you know?
That was a good little catch up.
Yeah.
That is all we've got time for.
That's all we've got time for, I think. But
not that we have places to be. But people to
it's
see.
It's been a pleasure, people as always.
Doctors to talk to.
I've got...
Yeah, I've got I might make something as well.
I've got lunch to make. I'm starving. But, yeah... Hopefully I can come back soon. I might even, I've been flirting with the idea of starting my own podcast, but that is like...
You should seriously just do it. Just record like a pilot episode this afternoon and then just see. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Love a potty.
Hell to the yeah. But yeah. Oh, rude. Fly, a bug just flew in my face.
Yeah.
The real content that you want to hear.
Okay.
All right. Well,
lots of love, Dommy.
Lots of love, Miggy D. Nice to catch up with you and
easy. I'll see thanks you for popping
so,
on.
So soon.
TY.
And thanks for listening, everyone.
We back.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.